Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, November 26th, 1953, and the title is Murder at 10 Below. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder at 10 Below. In the early days of the West, some of the great mountain ranges of the Sierra Nevada were virtually impassable in winter. Huge drifts of snow obliterated the trails and blocked the passes. But in the section known as 10 Below, the United States mail went through, sacked up, over the pass by runners on skis. Runners who made their trips regardless of blizzards or freezing cold, or human predators. As our story opens, it's late afternoon. Well down on the western slope, two men on skis are stretching a wire between two trees.
Sure he comes down through here, Jack.
Why do you think I've been watching him for the past month?
I mean, does he come down between these trees?
He has to, Hank. He ain't gonna ski over them bushes.
You have the diamonds with him, huh?
All I know is I played poker with him last week, and he said he was bringing $100,000 worth of diamonds with him this trip. He get kind of talkative.
I sure hope he's got him after all this trouble.
Got that wire fastened?
Yep, there she is.
All right, then toss me the pliers and I'll fasten it to the other tree.
All right. Catch.
Yep, I got him.
Gonna be cold tonight. Mighty cold.
Yeah. An old trapper named Todd Hatley's got a cabin about half a mile along the slope. After we get done with this job, we'll go put up with him for the night. Yeah. That wire stretched just right.
You sure he won't see it as he skis down the mountain?
Well, can he? Right plumb in the shadow of that tree. He's sure gonna have a spill when he hits that wire going a mile a minute.
Might bounce you, might.
That train's stopping, Max.
Be coming down any minute. If we stand right here, you won't see us.
Hey, look up there, Jack. Ain't that him coming now?
Yep, sure is. By thunder, look at him come. He's doing better in a mile a minute.
He's going plumb into that wire, Jack. Sure as blazes, he's going plumb into it. There! He's hit it! Did you see him pinwheel?
Never mind that. Come on.
Did it kill him?
I don't know, but I ain't taking any chances. I'm gonna finish him off just in case.
Suppose I like this murder business, Jack.
You gotta like it now, so shut up. Now I'll get this mail sack off of him. Look through it. You go through his pocket, Hank.
All right.
There's nothing here that looks like a box of diamonds so far.
Nothing in his pockets, neither. Well, it looks like you committed murder for nothing.
Blast it all. I was mighty certain he'd have them diamonds this trip. I'll rip up this coat of his. Maybe he's got them sewed inside.
See anything of them?
No. Yeah, sure looks like the joke's on us, Hank. Come on, give me a hand.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Going to dump his body down that gully. About 30 feet deep, and as soon as the next snow comes, he'll be covered up. And we're going to go on over to old Hadley's cabin. Maybe we can get some money out of him.
But, Cisco, Pancho not like these skis. First time Pancho ever on skis.
Then you should learn how to use them, Pancho. You agree with me, Senor Hartley?
Why, sure I do, Cisco. Folks that come up here to visit me have to learn to ski.
Hey, there. You hear that, Pancho?
But Cisco...
Look, this is just a little gentle slope, amigo. Now, bend your knees. A little more.
Cisco, but...
Now,
but...
lean a little more forward. Yeah, that's right. Now, I'll give you an easy push.
Pancho, read the right logo.
And away you go.
Pancho's feet not going the same way. Pancho, lift that one.
No,
foot.
No, Pancho, put that foot down.
Snow on Pancho's neck, in the snow on Pancho's arm.
But you did better that time, Chico. You went 10 feet farther than the first time.
Yeah, you'll be a skier yet, Pancho.
Pancho, not know, Senor Harley. It's fun, anyway. And Pancho glad they come up here to pay you a visit.
Yeah, so am I. You know, it gets mighty lonesome up here at times. I enjoy recalling the times when I used to prospect in your country.
Si, Senor Hartley. Pancho and I wanted to renew our acquaintance with you, and I wanted to teach him to ski.
Yeah, you do mighty well at it, Cisco. Guess you skied before, ain't you?
Oh, si, a long time ago, but it comes back to me pretty well. It's a thing you'll never forget.
Pancho, try the slope once more, Cisco.
Oh, go ahead, Pancho.
And this time, Pancho, not go boom. Only so.
Si.
And bend forward so.
Yeah, that's about right.
Bueno. Now, watch Pancho.
Yeah, that's all right, Cisco.
Si, skiing well this time. Yeah. It's well done, amigo. You went all the way that time.
Very soon, Pancho skis down the big steep hill, no?
I would not try just yet if I were you, Pancho. But you are doing much better.
Get dark now. Guess I better go in and start rustling some grub.
Pancho and I will help you, senor.
Oh, you don't need to, Cisco. I should have gone in before, but I've been staying out here expecting to see Nils Peterson ski down the mountain.
Oh, he is the mail carrier you mentioned?
Yeah. After he gets by the Twin Pines over the gully, he swings around and passes by here, about 100 yards down. You know, I kind of got into the habit of coming out and looking for him. It's late today. I guess something held him up.
He come two hombres, Senor Hardy. Huh? One of them, your mailman, no?
No, not them two. I don't believe I ever saw him before.
Howdy, Hadley.
Howdy. Guess you gents have got the advantage of me.
I'm Jack Poe, and this here's Hank Betts. We're on our way west to get us jobs punching cattle. Thought you might put us up for the night.
Well, guess I can feed you and let you roll up in some blankets out in the back room. How'd you know my name?
Oh, we asked about accommodations down the town of Eastern Slope before we started up over the mountain. They told us about you.
Ah, well, all right then. Before we go in, shake hands with the Cisco kid.
Howdy.
Cisco's partner, Pancho.
Glad to know you.
Come in when you're ready, Cisco.
Si, senor.
All right, come on, gents.
How'd you like those hombres, Cisco?
Do not care for their looks, Pancho. They look shifty, uneasy.
They fired those two shots we hear a while ago?
It's possible they did. But I do not believe their story about going west to punch cattle.
Why not, Cisco? Why not?
Because they have the soft hands of gamblers.
Uh-huh.
Gamblers do not like to work at jobs like that.
Uh-huh.
While they are here, we will watch those two very closely, Pancho.
That's your deal, Jack.
Yeah. By thunder, it beats all how I'm losing. I ain't hardly won a pot.
You do not have to keep on playing, Senor Hartley.
That's right, Cisco. I don't.
Let him alone. He knows what he's doing, Cisco.
Yeah. Why don't you get into the game?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, gambling is a waste of time.
One of the good boys, huh?
Well, if you ain't going to play, go on over there and sit down. We don't need you watching this game.
I can understand why you do not want me to watch.
Just what do you mean by that?
You can give it any meaning you want to, hombre.
All right. Now, let's not have any arguments here, boys. Well, I'll play one more hand and then quit. All right, deal him out. Where's Pancho, Cisco?
He went out after supper to practice his skiing in the moonlight, Senor Hartley.
Getting to like it, huh?
Si, very much.
Oh, speaking of skiing, did you two see anything of the mail runner before you come to this cabin?
No.
Didn't see a sign of him.
I can't understand it.
I'll open.
All right, I'm in.
I'll come along. Dodge?
Two to me.
Hadley?
Yep, two here.
And two to the dealer.
That cost you 10 to look, Hadley.
All right.
I'm out.
I think you had better keep your hands above the table, hombre.
Now, look, you...
Merely a suggestion. I can only make suggestions since I, too, am a guest under Senor Hadley's roof.
All right, what you got, Betts?
Full house, aces and kings.
Yeah, beats me. Oh, how much do I owe you two?
30 to me.
And you owe me 40, Hadley.
All right, all right. I'll get the money out of the safe.
Hey, it's cold out.
Yeah, how'd the skiing go, Pancho?
Oh, good, Cisco, good. And Pancho keep his foot together all but once. Then one foot go this way, and the other foot go that way, and Pancho go all the way, boom.
See?
Yeah, but Pancho likes to ski.
Here's your money, gents.
Thanks. Well, I guess I'll turn in. What do you say, Jack?
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, see you in the morning.
Yeah, I'll get you a couple of more blankets. Yeah, you'll need them tonight.
Cisco, one reason Pancho go out to ski. Pancho not like those hombres. Pancho not want to be in the same room.
I feel the same way, Chico. Twice I caught them cheating.
Uh-huh.
Tried to give Senor Hadley a hint.
Why'd you not grab them, Cisco?
Because they are Senor Hadley's guests as well as we.
Oh?
Pancho, how would you like to do a little more skiing in the moonlight?
Si, Cisco, but
those two hombres look very guilty when Senor Hadley asked them if they had seen the mail runner. I'm going to backtrack them.
Mm-hmm.
Get a cord of rope from the shed, Pancho.
Si.
We're in the mountains and we may need it. Let us get started.
And I guess you two got everything you need now. Good night.
Good night, Hadley.
Good night. Good night.
Keeps his money in that safe, huh?
Yeah. Wonder how he got that safe way up here.
Packed it up in summer, most likely. It ain't a big one. Anyway, what's the difference? Main thing is, I took a look when he had it open, and he's got a lot more money in there.
Well, let's get it.
That's what I'm figuring on. Get that Cisco kid and the other one out of the way. Hey.
What?
I'm over here by the window. Look, there they go on skis.
Where do you suppose they're going, Jack?
To me, as if they're following our tracks.
Well, now's our chance to get that money. Come on.
Wait a minute. We can get that later. Right now, Thunder, I don't like that, Hank. Look, we're going to climb out of this window and put on our skis and follow them. If they find the body of that mail carrier and report it, we're going to be in plenty of trouble. Come on, let's go.
You are getting along famously, Pancho.
Not much down the hill here, Cisco. Pancho's feet keep together.
Si.
But Pancho's feet get cold, Cisco. And Pancho's nose and hands cold, too.
We will not go much farther, amigo.
No?
It is cold, very cold.
Brr.
Not for nothing did they call this section 10 below.
We turn around now, no?
Si, I suppose we might as well. No, wait, Pancho, wait.
What?
Look,
what?
Over where? There between those trees.
Hmm?
The snow has been trampled down. Those hombres stopped here for some reason.
Ski tracks down the mountain, Cisco.
Yes.
Pancho, go look. Pancho, go.
What's the matter, amigo?
Pancho hit something here. Look, Cisco, the wire.
Madre mia. Stretched between these two trees. I'm beginning to understand now, Pancho. Look.
Huh?
Here's where a body was dragged in the snow. Dragged to the edge of this gully. And thrown down into the gully. Santo, let me get these skis off. Pancho, uncoil that rope.
What you do, Cisco? What you do?
Going down there.
Huh?
You let me down this rope, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
All right, brace yourself now.
See, Cisco, it's very deep.
The rope will reach down there. Hold on tight. Here I go.
See?
This coyote sets that wire to kill the mail runner so they can rob him. I may have heard he was carrying something of value.
You down there, Cisco?
See, I'm down.
Tell Pancho when to pull you up, Cisco.
You ain't gonna pull him up.
You're going down there with him.
Cisco, hombre's here.
Get him.
All right, Cisco. You and your partner ain't got a chance of getting out of there. It gets mighty cold in this country before sunup. But you'll never know how cold it gets. Never.
And with the perpendicular sides of the gully slippery with ice, Cisco and Pancho have little chance of getting out. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Murder at Ten Below. When Cisco and Pancho, becoming suspicious of the two men spending the night at Todd Hadley's cabin, started back by moonlight along their ski tracks, the men followed. And no sooner had Pancho lowered Cisco by rope down into the precipitous gully than the men arrived, knocked Pancho out, and threw him down into the gully. Now...
Well, for me, it's freezing cold down this pocket of rocks. Pancho! Pancho! Have some snow rubbed on his face and neck will bring him to. Pancho!
Pancho, take the siesta.
No. Wake up, amigo. Wake up.
Pancho's face cold. What you do, Cisco?
Pancho, we must get out of here quickly or freeze to death. Now stand up on your feet. Come on.
Pancho's jaw. Oh, now, Pancho, remember? Those coyotes, those bandidos. Pancho, fix them, Cisco.
We must get out of this place before we do any fixing.
What is in the snow, Cisco, huh?
The body of the mail runner, Pancho. Uh-huh. Dead. Can do nothing for him now. If we get out of here, we will come back for him later.
How we get out?
Well, we cannot climb out, Chico. These walls go straight up and down.
Pancho, cold.
Swing your arms about your body, like this.
See, Pancho, try.
Keep doing that, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Help keep you from freezing. Where's that rope? Oh, here it is. Now, if there was only a ledge of rock up there, I could catch with this rope.
Pancho, see a ledge of rock, Cisco?
Where?
Up there, this side. Pancho, just make it out in the moonlight.
See? It's a ledge of rock. It may hold us. If it is ice, it will break loose.
Cisco, rope it.
See, I will try it.
Good, Cisco.
I hope that rope will hold.
It holds, Cisco?
So far, it has. I believe it may be rock instead of ice, Pancho. Now stand back in case the rope gives away.
Uh-huh.
This will only hold it until I get up to the edge.
Faster, Cisco. Climb faster.
I do not dare to, amigo. If I should give this rope a sudden pull, it would come loose. 5 more feet, and I would be at the edge.
Good, Cisco. You're at the edge now.
See? But it is slippery with ice and the crust of the snow. I cannot get a good grip on any of these rocks. Oh, Santo. This rock is going to break off. I must take a chance and grab the edge.
Come the rope again, Cisco. Hang on to the edge, Cisco. Hang on.
See, I have a hold of a tree root or something. I try to pull myself up over the edge now. Bueno, I made it. Throw me up one end of the rope, Pancho. Then I will haul you out of there.
Easy, Cisco. Here comes the rope.
Bueno, I have it. Now tie the other end around your waist, Pancho.
Pancho's hands so cold, Pancho, that no, we can tie the rope. There. It's tight, Cisco.
Bueno, now. Come on, up you come. Come on.
Pancho, help.
No. Do not yank it. The rope or you will pull me over the edge. This is like hauling up a 10-ton boulder.
Pancho, almost over, Cisco. One more good pull.
Come on.
Pancho, here, Cisco. Gracias,
Cisco. Do not lie there in the snow, Pancho. There's no time to lose.
Where we go, huh?
We're going to follow the tracks of those two mavericks. The sooner I can get my hands on them, Pancho, the better satisfied I will be.
Back at Hadley's cabin again. Now we're going to get that money.
You don't figure Cisco and the other one can get out of that gully, do you, Jack?
Not a chance in the world. Is the old geezer turned in yet?
No. Sitting in there by the fire reading.
Well, you sure won't waste no time with him at all.
Where have you two been? Thought you turned in for the night.
No, we hadn't.
Where's Cisco and Pancho?
Don't make no difference where they are. Open up that safe, Hadley.
Open up the safe? What for?
Because we want the money that's in it. Now get going.
Oh, a couple of thieves, are you?
I said get going, and I mean get going. That's only a sample.
You'll be a dead man inside of 2 minutes, Hadley, lest you open it up.
Yeah, but now look here. I'm putting you two up for the night.
All right.
Don't hit me again. I'll open the safe.
Yeah, that's showing good sense.
If I was younger, I'd give you hombres a tussle, but I... Shut up, you!
All right, now stand back. Get that money out of there myself. You watch him, Hank.
Yeah, I'm watching him. You getting a good haul, Jack?
No, ain't hardly worth the trouble. About $100, I'd say. Well, it's better than nothing. Now we'll head down the mountain, Hank, and get out of here.
What's the matter with staying here for the rest of the night?
No, we're getting out. But before we go, Hank, we're going to fix this old mountain rat good and proper for not having more money first. Come on.
The tracks lead right back here to the cabin, Pancho.
Yeah.
And look.
Huh?
There are more ski tracks leading down the mountain.
They leave here again, Cisco, no?
Say, let us get into that cabin. Those hombres have hurt Senor Hadley.
He lay on the floor, Cisco.
Oh, those coyotes. Give him a bad beating. Get some water, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco.
Are you still alive? I think he will live. I see his heart is beating quite strongly.
Here's the water, Cisco. Aren't you bathing the senor's face?
Door of that safe is open. So they robbed him. Buzzards, those mavericks.
Pancho killed them with his bare teeth. Oh. No.
Senor Hardy's coming too now.
Pancho, give me more water, Cisco.
Don't hit me. Don't hit me.
It's all right. It's all right now, senor. Those hombres have left.
Cisco, they made me open the safe.
Hey.
How'd that water feel, senor?
Good. Uh-huh. They beat me up, Cisco.
See, and they are going to be very sorry they did, Senor Hadley. You are all right now. So I am going down the mountain after them. You stay with Senor Hadley, Pancho.
But Pancho not go with Cisco?
No. Senor needs you.
Huh?
Besides, the mountain slope is steep. You will break your neck trying to go down on the skis, Pancho.
Oh, see, Pancho not think so, but Pancho stay till Senor Hadley feel better.
I'll be back as soon as I can. And I promise you, Senor Hadley, I will do my best to make those hombres wish they had never seen this cabin.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah?
Stop a minute.
All right. Let's build a fire and get warm. I'm most froze coming down this mountain on skis.
Well, I suppose we might. Hey, wait a minute. What's that up above?
By thunder, it's somebody on skis, and he's coming fast, too.
Looks like that Cisco kid. Yeah, that's who it is. He's after us, Hank. Draw your gun and let him have it.
I'll try, but my hands are so blasted cold. Doggone it, I missed.
Look out, Hank! Look out! He's gonna run you down!
Those blasted skis can't get out of his way. Give me a hand, will you?
Not me. I ain't fixing to get my leg broke.
I'll try and get my knife.
But you're not picking up, hombre.
Hey, Jack! Get him!
That you will not do, hombre.
Maybe I will now that I've got these skis off. Man can fight better on his feet even in snow, Cisco.
Hey, you all right, hombre? As soon as I get mine off, we will fight on even terms.
I ain't taking that chance.
Good, Jack! That'll help fix him.
And this should about finish him.
Gracias, hombre. That'll help get these skis off my feet. Now we will see.
Quite a man, ain't you, Cisco? Well, how do you like this?
Your footing is not secure, Omri, but mine is better.
Have him, Jack, and I'll gun whip the skunk.
Not if I can help it, Omri.
If I can just get my hands on your neck.
That has been tried before, Omri.
Come in and get him, Hank.
Yeah, like this.
That knife will do you no good.
Maybe this time.
You're out too high, Omri. Now drop that knife.
Give me a hand here, Jack.
This case is great. Let's go.
Gracias, Omri. You hit the wrong head that time. Now we will fight fair, yeah?
Sure, Cisco. How do you like this?
Your punch will blow, hombre. I think I will finish this fight right now.
Oh.
But I will keep my blows high to the head.
Oh!
And to your chest. Oh. And finally to your jaw. That takes care of you. Now I'll just tie you two mavericks and together with this rope and take you down to the sheriff.
Cisco! Cisco!
Say, Pancho, what are you doing here?
I to come to help, Cisco.
Mother of me. Pancho is coming down the mountain like a bullet on his skis.
Pancho, that's his stop, Cisco. Can you have you arrive with Pancho? Pancho, that can stop, Cisco. Pancho, that can stop.
Santo, Pancho, turn your body. Turn your feet. You're going to hit that tree.
Pancho, that can turn, Cisco. Tree comes faster, Pancho. Oh, Cisco.
Pancho. You all right?
Yeah. Is that you, Cisco?
See, it's me, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. See the pretty likes like Pancho, see?
No, amigo, I do not. I'm afraid you are stunned, Chico. How do you feel?
Pancho not feel anything, Cisco. Pancho not even feel it when he spit out more teeth, no? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It was cold up there, no?
Si. How does it seem to be back in our own part of the country, Pancho?
It's good, Cisco. But Cisco...
Si?
Pancho have fun up in the snow.
Oh, that was good fun, amigo.
Good to take those hombres to the sheriff's office, too, huh?
Si, si. Nothing ever gave me more satisfaction than that, Pancho.
But that sheriff, Cisco...
Oh, si. He was an Englishman, amigo.
Englishman,
si.
Huh?
Si. He came over from London 10 years ago, after he lost all his money in poor investments.
Pancho don't know about his money, Cisco, but Pancho thinks he must have been the fattest hombre would ever live.
The fattest?
Si, the fattest.
But he was not fat, Chico.
Pancho, me before he leave England.
Well, what makes you think he was so fat over in England?
Because he tell Pancho just before he leave England.
See?
He lose 2,000 pounds.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's so.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to otnetcast.com. Again, it's otnetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.